Begin transmission.
Well, if you're a regular listener to this show, you probably know what that sound means. It means it's 1930 UTC, and you're listening to the daily episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name's Tobe. I'm getting out of my car. I'm the chairman of this committee, and I'm proud to say that I'm outside today. I am outdoors in an unseasonably warm day. It's about 60 degrees out here today and no wind, unlike windy yesterday. So it's really nice. It's a clear day. It's pretty sunny. And if you're wondering why I didn't go to Herrenhaven, well, I did. I went to Herrenhaven and I couldn't even get in. There was somebody blocking the driveway waiting for somebody else to either leave or pull in. I couldn't figure it out. There were so many cars in the parking lot, I didn't bother counting them. I just turned around and I left. So today, instead, I have come to the ravine, also known as Maple Village Park. I like to call it the Warren Swigert Memorial Ravine, because Warren Swigert is the guy who the golf course is named after. Along this block of Parkview Boulevard, there is this park, and then there is the golf course that I'm always talking about, that we walk by and stuff. And that golf course is the Warren Swigert Golf Course. So I like to call this the Warren Swigert Memorial Ravine, just because, well, that's funny. I do not know who Warren Swigert is. Are these mushrooms down here? No. I was going to say. So I'm just sort of walking along the grassy area near the cottonwood trees, making my way. Oh, the moles have been going crazy around here. Making my way over to the entrance where we can get down into the ravine. Oh, at this time of year, the sun is at an extremely low angle. But at least there's no nettles. There's nothing green to be seen around in here. Oh wait, that tree's got green leaves on it down there in the ravine. But not up here. The problem is I'm not nearly as stealthy as I should be. All the dry leaves crunch as I walk through them. We're not going to be sneaking up on any marmots today, but we are looking for motts. And I'm now standing on the cliff overlooking the creek, and I'm observing a den that looks like it is active across the water on the other side of the creek. That hole is cleared out, and there could be motties in there. I don't see any motties around. But I'm checking other holes, like this hole that's right below me. It is not cleared. We know there's no motties in there. Well, we may as well head down in here and see what we got. I gotta work my way down this steep hill. And it's kind of slippery because all these leaves that are on top, and the leaves like to slide. Okay, now it's getting a little bit better. And now I can pretty much walk normally. And here we are, down in the ravine with the sun blasting down on me. Okay, well, what do we have down here? What's going on down in the ravine today? Not much. Let's go up here a little bit closer to the water so we can look for tracks. There's some old tracks. Yeah, okay, there, we might have some fresh tracks here and there. I can't tell what they are, though. Are they marmot tracks or raccoon tracks? It's really hard to tell. All right, well, let's go over here into this sub-ravine where we have often found our precious mushrooms, our precious coral mushrooms. Let's see what's on the log. There's nothing on the log. Dead leaves. Dead leaves everywhere. That's good though. We like dead leaves. Dead leaves are cellulose. And what do mushrooms eat? Lignin. That glue that holds cellulose together. So, good. We're getting lots of dead and decaying material. This will turn into mushroom food in the springtime. Oh, let's go a little bit further down here. Now there's an old marmot den right up in here somewhere. Where is it? It's up there. Let's see if we can get a look at this marmot den. That does not look like it's cleared. Yeah, no. There's no mottis in that hole. No mots in the hole. So we're gonna keep going down here. Looking for mottis today on this lovely warm day. I'm walking by some other logs where we have found coral mushrooms before, and other mushrooms, but doesn't look like there's much of anything going on. It's not exactly mushroom season anymore. No, it is not. But on this log, there are some old dried mushrooms here on the end. But obviously nothing fresh. It's so fresh. Alright, so we'll keep walking down here. And thanks to this big tree that has fallen down, we can't really go any further than this. So I'm going to look up there on the tree, looking for those dryad saddles that were there. They are no longer there. And further up there, is that a marmot den up there? It looks like it could be one. But I don't think it's being used. If that's a marmot den, it's not in use. It's got too much stuff in front of the hole. I'm looking for mottis. What did I just hear? I just heard something that kind of sounded like a mati whistle behind me. But it was kind of faint, and I don't hear it anymore. Oh, and I'm doing a battery check. We've got 0 bars. Are we going to go bingo battery today? I hope not. Anyway, I'm turning around and I'm walking back the way I came. Looking for marmots. I'm going to take my sunglasses off. It is sunny down here, but now that I'm facing away from the sun, it's a little bit easier to deal with. No. Wait, I heard a sound. I had heard a scurrying sound. I see nothing. Alright, so walking along the creek, down in the ravine. It's so fun. I'm just glad I got to go outside today. I won't feel bad if we don't find any dudes today, because I'm just happy to be outside. I wanted to go outside yesterday, but boy, it was windy. Too windy for Tobe. So I think what we're going to do now is go back up the steep bank. And this is definitely easier to go up than it is down today. And I'm almost at the top. Boom. And I'm up. I thought I heard somebody talking. There's another guy walking his dog over here. Oh, and down there, upstream a ways, there's a grocery cart that somebody pushed into the creek. Good job, idiots. Alright, so I'm back out on the plains. The plains of Maple Village Park. Walking along the edge of the ravine. Trying to sort of look into the forested area for marmots. Where's my matis? You gonna find me a mati today? Huh. I do not know. But the great thing is, now that there's no green, I can see. I can actually see the forest floor where those matis would be if they were out. But everywhere I look, I see no mats. But we're going to come up here to the mouth of the ravine. And I know there's a lot of mati dens up here, so we'll be checking this area around here for matis. Where, oh, where could they be? Now, I know I'm coming up on two. One of them has its hole facing the creek, and we can't see it from here, but the other one is right around in that area over there by that tree, just on the other side of it. So as we kind of circle the area, where's my mati dudes? And we got the wind picking up a little bit. And I do not see any marmots from this angle. Where's my matis? Huh. Yeah, that, and I can see that hole better. I do not think that hole is being used. No. Most assuredly not. Okay. What's that smell? I smell something kind of cinnamony. Huh. Alright, so what we're going to do here is walk across to the other side of the creek. This is the mouth of it. Then we're going to walk down on this little path. Do-do-do-do-do. And here we are. Now we're back down in the ravine. But on the other side of the creek. Now, as I look across the creek, I can see that other den, that other marmot den. And it, too, does not look like it's in use. What about up there in those tree roots? Now, I can see paths, but those could be squirrel paths or marmot paths. Are there any marmots in those roots? I don't see any. Okay, is the water level lower today? The water level looks a little low here. I suppose that's possible. It's been about a week or so, maybe more, since we've had any rain. I found a coin. I can't tell what it is. I'll put it in my pocket anyway. Oh my gosh, is this a pull tab? No. Darn, I thought I found a beer can pull tab. Alright, now, I'm pretty much walking in the creek bed. But seeing, being as the water's so low, you know, I'm walking in dry, sandy, rocky areas here. And we're gonna go up here a ways to check out this marmot den that's up here. Alright, now where is it? There, that's it up there. I can't quite tell from this angle. Let's get a better angle. It doesn't look like it's in use. It looks like it's full of leaves. Yeah, I think it is. Okay. So, no mottis in there today. No mots. But I'm still looking around in all directions. Oh, I heard something. Oh, yeah, and now I can see it. There's a squirrel over there. Damn. I heard something scurrying through the leaves. Just a squirrel. Just a squirrel. Okay, come on. Where's my mottis? We're not going to find any mottis down here at all? What a bummer, man. What a drag, man. Where's my mottis? Not here. Okay, well, in that case, I think I'm going to turn around. I can't really go any further because there's a bunch of trees down. Although I could climb over that tree and be on that side of the creek again, but then, nah. So I'm just going to turn around. I'm going to walk out of here. No mottis down in the creek today. Oh, this tree's trying to eat me. There we go. Ooh, what's this? I see gears. Oh, this is an old tape transport. Too bad it's shot. Do I want to salvage the gears? I kind of do, but what would I use them for? Nothing. Then I would just own more junk. And I got plenty of junk parts. I don't need to collect more. Alright, so out of the creek bed, onto the path, onto the bank. I went out to eat lunch today. Got an email from my parents around 11 a.m. saying, hey, do you want to meet us at Romeo's for lunch at 1? And I said, yep, I sure do. Romeo's is a funny restaurant here. I don't know how many we have. It's a local thing. And I think there's 5 locations. And the name of the restaurant is Romeo's Mexican Food and Pizza. Except, you know, it's not Mexican pizza. It's the same old regular pizza. And I've never had it. I just eat the Mexican food there. I like their enchiladas. So I had 1 enchilada and 1 taco with lots of Tabasco sauce. Yum, 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 yum. And that was fun, hanging out with my parents, talking about football. Stuff like that. So So I'm having a pretty good day. Went out to eat. I'm very full. Oh, I could barely move around. Oh. And I watched some football. And now I'm outside. It's just a great all-around day. Wow, and as I walk through this field that goes between the street and the creek, there's lots of molehills everywhere I look, everywhere I step. The moles are very, very active here. It's crazy. And I have seen moles here, actually. Saw one when I was walking down into the creek one day. Heard a scurrying in the leaves. I looked to my left, and there was a mole trying to find its hole. Star-nosed mole. It was awesome. All right, well, I'm back to my car. I think what we're going to do is wrap this show up back in the studio. So, it'll take me 2 minutes to drive back to my house, but to you, it will only seem like 3 seconds. Count with me. 3, 2, 1. Zero. Yes, we are back in the studio, as you can tell by all the stupid sound effects. Information, please. May I help you? That's not even Hello Kitty. Where's Hello Kitty?
I'm Hello.
Yeah, you are. Do you think I'm fun?
Yeah, fun.
Yeah, I'm so fun. Anyway, so we're back in the studio. Nothing interesting happened on the way home from the park. But I am reminded, I got back in my house and I'm looking at the sports channels. And the big news in Nebraska is that the Nebraska football coach has been fired. As well he should have been. Considering he ended this season 4 wins, 8 losses. The worst finish in Nebraska history for 60 years. 60-0. Yeah. So people are having a fit. I'm not having a fit because I don't care about Nebraska football. Plus, I have this awesome tea. It's so delicious. Oh, it's in a good place. It's in a good temperature window. Yummy. And when I came back in my house, I checked my mail and there was no mail. Well, actually, there was some mail. There was 3 pieces of junk mail that I didn't bother to look at. Where did I even put those? Well, here they are, down here. They fell off the chair and kind of underneath, I couldn't see them. Oh boy, so what did I get? Some generic postcard for Centris Federal Credit Union. Addressed to our neighbor at my address. This is junk. It is not for me. Not for me. Don't need a bank anyway. The other 2 pieces of mail are both from my grocery store. I get more mail from my grocery store than anywhere else. And we've got one little mailer about their Market Grill, which is the name of their in-store restaurant that they recently upgraded. And what do we have in here? Do we got some coupons? Yes, we do. Anything worth a damn? No. Buy one Sunday brunch, get the other half off. $10 any Thai-inspired bowl. $7 burger and fries. $10 off with your order of $30 or more. Breakfast for $5 and one burger or sandwich. Buy one, get half off on a burger or a sandwich. I want a coupon that says pulled pork, $4 a pound. But I'm not getting that. And there's nothing else of any use for me under this piece of mail. So we'll just put that over there with the other one. And here we have another little booklet from my grocery store. my local Hy-Vee. How do I open this? That's the weird thing about mail these days. You can't figure out how to open it. Because it's glued shut with those weird boogers. That weird adhesive. Alright, well, this is grocery store coupons. So, big baking sale. Large eggs, one dozen for 49 cents. Is that a good price? I don't know. I don't buy eggs. Oh, look at this. Here's some Hy-Vee cane sugar, 4-pound bag for $1.58. Now, that is a good price. But there's a limit of one. You know, that's not so great, then, is it? No. Oh, I see. These are all products because this is for the big baking sale, so you can make Christmas cookies. And they got chocolate chips on sale and pretzels on sale and marshmallows and Rice Krispies. Buy two boxes of Rice Krispies, get a free bag of marshmallows. That's funny because just, was it last night or the night before, I was thinking about Rice Krispie treats and how I kind of wanted to eat one. The annual crab and seafood sale will be going on this month. That's great. Alaska Golden King crab legs, $19 a pound. Is that a good price? I wouldn't know. Pretzels, pretzels, breakfast, and water. So there's only three coupons, and they're not for anything I need. But there's, fruit on sale. $2.48 for a 2-pound bag of Hy-Vee Sunny's Clementine's Mandarin. So yeah, you can get a bag of satsumas for $2.48. Some pork chops, $2 a pound. That's not bad. Maybe I'll buy some pork chops. And then what else? There's just nothing. That's all just hype. So once again, the only mail that I got that was addressed to me was from my grocery store. And they even called me today. They called me to say that I have medication ready to pick up that is automatically scheduled for refill. And I'm not actually needing any at this time, but the computer says it's time for my refill. So they refilled it. And then their computer called me up. All of my social interaction is with my grocery store. They're either calling me on the phone or mailing me things in the mail. I don't know. It's a little bit nutty. This is good tea, though. The only other social interaction I have with anybody is, of course, SDF, the Super Dimension Fortress. Public Access Unix System that we know and love. You're on it right now. You're listening to it. SDF is fun. It is fun for you. It is fun for me. So sign up all your friends and blah, blah, blah. Well, what else do we have left to do today? Well, we got to check the old email, I guess. See if I got anything else in the old inbox. And it doesn't look like I'm going to get anything, but I'm refreshing it anyway. I'm kind of tired. Why am I so tired today? I got up kind of late. I slept decently. I didn't go to bed too late. I don't know what's gotten into me. Maybe it's just all that food that I ate. The taco and the enchilada that I ate today. Oh, it was so yummy. It was pretty good. But you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here. On Anon Radio, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and it looks like I got one email to read. It's just some of the number station mailing list transactions. So
this is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
ハロー、This is DJ クーマタ。 Welcome to my Yonon Lab.